Let's keep track of your age again. When you were in Korea, you were how old?
27, 28.
And were you single or married?
I was married. Had a kid.
And so you had to leave that young family behind, obviously, and and gone for a year.
Yep.
Did you leave when the Korean War was over, or was
No, they had rotations then. I rotated back, and then they looked and said I should not have been recalled because they hadn't counted my enlisted time correctly. So they just discharged me. Instead of staying 2 years like they were taking people for, I got out after then.
So it was, oops, we shouldn't have sent you that long?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
I'm back to the checker on the checkerboard. I just thought, oh, well, what the hell?
But you gained a wealth of experience by being there.
Yeah, and then I started looking for a place to practice. It was kind of unique. I'd taken the first part of my surgical boards. You know, I had to be certified. That was the written part. So when I got back, I needed to take the second part of my board, which is an oral exam, in Chicago. I was out in California, and I bummed a ride on a military plane that was going. I was looking for anything free, you know, and went to take part two of my boards. People always ask me, well, why did you ever come to Tulsa? I had never been in the state of Oklahoma. This is where, as my wife says, she gets tired of hearing the story. The oral exams that they give you as your part two, it's a grueling two-day deal. You meet with these professors, and they grill you on all kinds of stuff. But I was right behind a guy that every time he'd come out, he would say, watch the guy with the mustache, or watch the guy, you know. I had no idea what his name was. I still don't remember what his name was. But he said, I'm not doing well, I don't think. He said, would you have dinner? We didn't know anybody. Would you have dinner with him? I said, oh, sure. I'll just have dinner and cry about it or do whatever. While we were having a couple of drinks, as a matter of fact, it got worse than that. He was sure he had flunked. And he said, well, where are you going to practice? I said, I haven't the faintest clue. I'm looking at places. I've been offered a job as an associate professor at Memphis. We yacked and talked. And he said, before you settle down, and he was sloshed by this time, you look at Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the greatest place in the world, and oh, you know, on and on. And I said, well, how long have you practiced there? And he said, oh, I'm in Miami, Florida. Well, I said, why in the hell do you know so much about Tulsa? And he said, well, I'm from a little town, and he named it. It sounded so Indian, I'm sure it was Broken Arrow. And that's where I'd practice, but my wife can't stand my parents. And she made me promise I would be over a day's drive away. Well, that's a pretty good recommendation, you know. And he said, the great news, there's only two hospitals there that you would work in. And I'm sure he was talking about Hillcrest and St. John's. Osteopathic was here, but they were sort of off the beaten path. I thought, well, hell, I went to Memphis to check with the professor there. He said, no, you went off to Korea, so we filled the job. And so it was a pretty easy hop skip from Memphis to Tulsa.
That was in 1955.
Yep. I came, and this is what makes it vintage, really. I landed at the airport and asked a guy, did he know the hotel you might go to? And he said, oh, everybody goes to the Mayo. So I shared a cab with him to the Mayo, and this is what is fascinating to me. I get out, I go in, and they said, you know, we don't have a room available. We're absolutely full. How times did change. So they sent me down to the old Hotel Tulsa, which was very vintage, let me tell you, but they had pictures of all the big oil guys and all that stuff. I looked in the telephone book in the yellow pages to see if I knew any doctors here. And I found two. They were both obstetricians. I had been residents with them, and I knew them at Charity Hospital.
Charity Hospital where?
New Orleans, on the Tulane services. I thought they'd gone to Oklahoma City. One of them was a native Oklahoman, and the other guy was from Alabama. But they had both been in service. I called one of them, and he said, oh, man, it's great you're here. One of them came and picked me up at the Hotel Tulsa. And I spent 3 days here just looking around. It was October, and it was gorgeous. I thought I have never seen a prettier city. Now, they chased me up and down 31st Street, and 41st Street and all this good stuff. I never went to West Tulsa or North Tulsa. I thought, this is so pretty. They took me to both hospitals, and I talked to people.
Both hospitals meaning?
Hillcrest and St. John's. Everybody said, oh, come on in. Water's fine. We're not making a living yet, but it's a nice town to live in. That was the days that you came to town by yourself. There were no big clinics. Well, the Springer Clinic was here, but they weren't looking for anybody. And the old Tulsa Clinic, which was Dr. A.B. Kearney, and the Perry Clinic, but they were four and five guys. I mean, they weren't big organizations like you think of big clinics. So everybody would come in solo. I thought that'd be great, so I thought, I'll just come to Tulsa. At that time, when I came back on January the 1st, I arrived here. I'd already applied for a license and to be in the county society and all that sort of stuff. Took my little mustering out pay and started trying to find an office. Medical Arts Building downtown was absolutely full. They had just opened Utica Square. They were full. It was a matter of finding a spot you could land. So I went out to 31st and Harvard, found a little office there in the Ranch Acres Building where the Walgreens is now, and opened my little old office.
As a general surgeon?
As a general surgeon. By that time, I'd found out that I'd passed my boards. So I came to town with my boards in surgery. So you take away a lot of the problems getting eligibility in terms of doing things. So I went on the staffs at Hillcrest and St. John's. And it was slow. It was very slow. There were lots of surgeons. Keep in mind that everybody was solo surgeons, a lot of good guys. Tulsa was wonderful at that time in surgery because it was very cosmopolitan. There were very few, well, of course, there were no local people trained here. We had residency programs, but they were called type 2 programs. There was no Oklahoma-trained surgeon in practice. So they were from everywhere. Like I'd trained at, been to Harvard, trained at Tulane. Nice was Michigan-trained. There were guys from practically every medical training program around. There were people from Columbia. And it was a very cosmopolitan medical community, which I really liked. Because, you know, they were a lot of people with local ties. So, yeah, it was slow getting started, but you'd jump and run every time the phone rang to Hillcrest or St. John's. Hit the emergency rooms and smile a lot. After a while, stuff would begin to come in. It was very good.